Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, Marnie Werner joins me.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. So tell us about high-speed internet. Apparently, that's been on your mind.
Well, yeah. Isn't it always?
Yeah. Day and night.
Day and night. But about 15 months ago, August 2008, a new group was formed at the behest of the governor, called the Minnesota Ultra High Speed Broadband Task Force. And what this group was given the responsibility of doing was to figure out a plan to bring adequate high speed internet service to every residence and business in Minnesota. And that's no small feat. It's
right.
No small task, but that's what they were given the job of doing. And now, just recently, in the last couple of weeks, they released their report with their recommendations on what to do.
All right. So obviously, they haven't actually accomplished that goal yet.
No, okay. Not in 15 months.
Okay. Jeez, what's taking them so long? Okay, and so what are they saying? Are there some key points that they're recommending?
Yep, the first big one is that they are recommending that every residence in business in Minnesota have access to internet speed at 10 to 20 megabits per second by the year 2015. I don't know if that's forward-looking, anticipating if that's going to be enough speed at that time, but it's certainly a lot faster than what most people are getting right now. There's so much potential for economic development and just things like entertainment and education and healthcare online.
Okay, and is this particularly in rural Minnesota where, I mean, I'm guessing that that's where you're where your gaps are in coverage of high speed.
Well,
internet.
The task force is really for the whole state. There are gaps in the metro area. Obviously, the rural areas are where you see the real gaps. You know, as you well know, you don't live that far out of town, and you really can't get.
Well, it just comes down to options, and I think that's really the because my guess is they're not looking at a government solution. They want private enterprise to build out infrastructure.
They want a big team effort with public and private working together.
Okay.
One of the interesting things that I saw in here, the recommendations, was what they called anchor tenants. And those would be things like the hospitals and the schools and the colleges and the city and county governments in towns becoming the anchor tenants, the anchor customers of broadband service when creating that kind of economic critical mass that makes it cost effective. Because the real problem isn't so much anymore actually getting broadband service, it's whether you can afford it and whether the speed is worth anything to the point that you can do anything with it.
Right, because it really does come down in terms of the economic model for private enterprise. It's a population density issue.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all return on investment.
Well, thank you so much for dropping in. Appreciate
sure.
it. All right, this has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we will catch you next week.